Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
You know who you are?
Steven is my name. Even Steven.
Will you say something, Steven?
Steven or else media.
I gotta tell you something, Wyatt. I told your brothers when they went off to fight, and I suppose the time's come for you. You know, I'm a man that believes in the law. After your family, it's about the only thing you got to believe in. But there are plenty of men who don't care about the law. Men who will take part in all kinds of viciousness and don't care who gets hurt. In fact, the more they get hurt, the better. When you find yourself in a fight with such viciousness, hit first if you can. And when you do hit, hit to kill.
Welcome to another episode of Just Another Fanboy. I'm your host, my name is Steven, and today we continue with my short story, The Other Gunfight. I recorded 5 chapters, and I am sharing 1 chapter each day this week with all of you. In return, all that I ask for is some feedback. Is this something I should move forward with? Do you like it? Does it resonate with you? Let me know. JustAnotherFanboy@gmail.com. And who knows, we may end up with another new podcast, Steven Wright Stuff. Until then, here's chapter 2 of The Other Gunfight. Enjoy.
The Other Gunfight, chapter 2, 3 months dead. About 3 months ago, I should have died. Still well, technically, and still 3 months ago. At least that's what they told me. The 2 men who approached me, that is. I couldn't quite wrap my mind around it at the time. Still can't, and I've had 5 years to mull it over. Yeah, I know that didn't make a lick of sense. I'll try and explain. As I sit in Hafford's Saloon in Tombstone, Arizona, it is October 26, 1881. I was supposed to die back in July, but 2 hours before I was to be shot and killed, I was taken away by a pair of men in fancy suits who'd made an offer that I'd found somewhat hard to refuse. That was 5 years ago, and I've been working for them ever since. So the question you're probably asking is this. How could July of 1881 be both 3 months ago and 5 years ago? The answer is quite simple, though on the face of it, more than a little far-fetched. Time travel. I know, I didn't believe it myself, not at first. See, in July of 1881, I'd been in New Mexico, Fort Sumner to be exact. I'd been hiding from certain parties who'd had a vested interest in seeing me dead. My aspirations were to the opposite. So at the time, I was doing my best to stay a step or two away from the hangman's noose. That's when the 2 fellas had come to see me. The sun had just set and I'd found the 2 waiting for me in my room. Well, taking into consideration the reason for my laying low, when I walked in on the 2 fellas, I took them for someone who'd come to kill me. So I didn't ask any questions. Instead, I cleared leather and commenced a shooting. I'd missed them both. Now, I'll admit that I'm not the best shot when it comes to the use of a 6-gun, despite what all the stories say. But those men were standing no less than 3 feet from me. I should have had them dead to rights, yet I missed. Turns out they had some kind of machine on them, something from the future. It was this dull black box the size of a deck of cards. They each had one. They told me it projected some sort of field out around them. Not like a shield, I mean. The bullets didn't bounce off of them. Nope, instead the field pushed the bullets off to either side of them. It was all magic to me. Still is. So these 2 fellas tell me that I'm gonna die in a few hours. They tell me the exact time, the place, and the name of the man who is to do it. Well, you can imagine how I might react to such news. It was instinct more than anything. I drew my pistols once more and let loose. But again, I missed due to them little boxes. The 2 men, well, they weren't fazed at all about being shot at a few times.
If anything, they were used to it and seemed a bit embarrassed over the whole affair. They only smiled and showed me a newspaper that was dated the next day. In it was an article regarding my death. That alone didn't convince me. The picture of my corpse in which they handed over next brought me over to their way of thinking. That's when they told me that they could help me live an additional 10 years if I would agree to assist them in their mission. Well, I can't say that I wasn't curious, so I heard them out. I didn't understand a lot of what they said, you know, the science of it, but what it came down to was this. They were from the future. They worked for an organization called the Phoenix Initiative that policed the time stream. At some point in the distant future, this gal goes off and figures out a way to travel through time. For most, the technology was used to go back and view historical events from a first-hand point of view. I'm told that the men and women who made a profession out of studying dinosaurs were both able to confirm and deny every theory put forth since the first bones were discovered. Entire fields of historical study had to be rewritten as first-hand knowledge was able to show what the original historians had gotten wrong. But because humans are as humans are, the technology soon turned into something for people to make money off of. Folks would go back in time and make investments on stocks they knew would pay out in big bucks and other such schemes to line their vaults. But even more sinister, some people thought it might be a good idea to go back and change the outcome of certain events to their advantage, or to stop the events from happening altogether. It all started with the best of intentions. The Phoenix Initiative was actually created to take out some short little German fella before he started a war and killed a great big bunch of people. What they learned quickly, however, was that once you start changing events in the past, it changes events in the future, or what would be for them, their present. Which was sort of the idea, of course, but to their dismay, they discovered that the changes they'd made weren't necessarily any better than how the world had been before, and sometimes they were much worse, meaning that in the end, they took that little German guy out, but only managed to trade one global atrocity for another. That didn't stop others from trying the same, however. Soon whole families and bloodlines were being wiped from history with the pull of a single trigger. The time stream was in chaos. Well, the Phoenix Initiative learned from their mistakes and decided that it was time to put a stop to it all. Now they go back and fix the mistakes that others have made when those others were back there fiddling about in time. It's all a bit complicated. But they don't only deal with global events, they deal with the smaller matters as well. And I work for them now. I'm one of their soldiers. But of course there's a catch. First, I get 10 years. That's it. I'm not all clear on why. Something about the destabilization of something called the space-time continuum and paradoxes and other words I didn't understand. All I really needed to know was that I had a 10-year contract. Second, at the end of those 10 years, they returned me back to that room in Fort Sumner on that day in July of 1881, and I go to my death willingly. If I didn't, then I'd be messing with the future and all that. And I said yes. It wasn't that difficult of a choice, really. I could die in a few hours, or I could hold it off for 10 years. And in those 10 years, I could actually do the world a little good. Something I surely hadn't been doing at the time, despite, once again, what they wrote about me. It's why I was in Tombstone, Arizona on October 26, 1881, nursing a mighty fine whiskey and watching a man named Wyatt smoke a cigar. I was on the job. Wyatt had taken but a handful of puffs on his cigar and barely a sip of the coffee when two men walked into the saloon. They went straight to Wyatt's table. All three men had similar features. The two men, like Wyatt, were both dressed in black and went heeled. The younger of the two had a revolver on each hip. He wore his anger like a sign around his neck. The kid was practically vibrating with it. The other man, who looked to be the oldest of the three, favored one revolver over two, but was also carrying a short, double-barreled shotgun. He had a badge pinned to his vest. I noticed it poking out from behind his jacket as he walked in. He carried himself with more aplomb. Stoic, like nothing could shake him. The two men would be Wyatt's brothers. Morgan, the jumped-up younger of the two, and Virgil.
They moved on to the OK Corral, Virgil said.
Who we looking at, Morgan? Wyatt said.
The McClowry brothers, Frank and Tom. Billy Claiborne plus Ike and Billy Clanton.
What do you want to do, Wyatt?
Virgil said.
Well, hell, Virgin, you're the law around here. What do you want to do?
Wyatt said.
That Wyatt seemed to be a real cold one. I could almost feel it from across the room. Morgan looked angry enough to chew nails, yet as angry as he was, I could see an excitement in him as well. The boy was so worked up at the thought of shooting somebody that he could have been dancing. Reminded me a bit of me from 5 years ago. Virgil just looked tired, not so much angry, but grim and exhausted.
I say we go down there and disarm the lot of them, Virgil said, looking out toward the street.
They may not want to give up their guns, Virgil, Morgan said.
Then we convince them, Virgil replied.
Wyatt took a sip of coffee, set the cup on the table, stood, retrieved his pistol from the tabletop, and slid it into the holster.
"Let's go,"
he said, and the three walked out into the sunshine. This is what I'd been waiting for. It was why I was here. This wasn't one of those global event jobs. No, this was something stupid and personal. A grudge held by one family over a couple of centuries. If you're a student of history, or just a fan of the Old West, you'll recognize the date I mentioned before. Tombstone, Arizona, October 26, 1881. The location and date of what history would come to call the gunfight at the OK Corral.
To be continued.
There you go, folks. Another chapter of The Other Gunfight. I hope you enjoyed it. I really do. And again, I would love your feedback, as this is something I'm thinking of moving forward with eventually. Let me know. JustAnotherFanboy@gmail.com. Until then, folks, be nice to each other. Bye. I want to thank you for listening to this episode of Just Another Fanboy. Questions and comments can be directed to justanotherfanboy@gmail.com, or you can find me at all the regular social media hangouts by searching for @StephenOrElse. If you enjoyed the show, you can help to boost our presence online by leaving a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. I also invite you to join our subscription program, Stephen or Else Beyond. And in return, you'll get episodes of Just Another Fanboy along with every other show under the Stephen or Else media umbrella early and ad-free. Check out the link in the show notes or go to beyond.stephenorelse.com to start your free trial today. Just Another Fanboy is a presentation of Stephen or Else Media. For more nerdy content hosted by me, check out somanypodcasts.com. All links will be in the show notes.
I just don't think I can move through life knowing that a guy named Stephen did this to me.
How could you let this happen, Stephen?
Stephen! Thank God. I had a horrible feeling I was going to be the only one here.
There's always next time, Stephen.
It all ends now.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.